Do you find it challenging to tell people no? On today's episode of Unshakable Habits, I'm going to teach you not only how to say no, but I'm going to teach you how to do it without sounding like a jerk or disappointing anyone. And that's coming up next. The right habits can help you have it all. More time, better health, improved relationships, and less stress. But most people lack the tools to stick with those habits long enough to see results. That is about to change. Welcome to Unshakable Habits with your host, Stephen Box. It's time to take your habits from unsustainable to unshakable. Welcome back. I am your host, Stephen Box. This is episode number 69 of the Unshakable Habits podcast. And today we're talking all about how to say no without sounding like a jerk, without disappointing people, without letting them down. And this is something I told you guys yesterday I had to learn to do, and it was such a game changer for me for taking back control of my time and being able to focus on the things I wanted to do. And just to share a quick story with you of why this is so important. A few years ago, I had someone reach out to me. And this is someone I have a lot of respect for. They had a program that they were putting out, and they were looking for reviewers. And they even put in the email, if you don't have time for this, totally no worries. Don't worry about it. No pressure whatsoever. But yet and still, I felt, man, a lot of respect for this person. I want to help them. I'm going to say yes. Even though I had a lot of other things going on at the time, and I really didn't have room on my plate for it. But I said yes anyways. And I ended up not really giving that project my best. Now, the person has never said anything to me about it. We're still friendly with each other. I don't know if it had any negative impact on our relationship or not. I know they've never asked me to do anything else since then. But at the end of the day, I know that I didn't give my best. And that bothers me. And really, I learned from that experience that a lot of times we feel like we have to say yes to things, but if we're always saying yes, even when we should be saying no, it actually has the opposite impact, right? It not only takes away our time and our freedom to be able to do the things we want to do, but a lot of times it prevents us from showing up the way we actually want to show up for those people that we're saying yes to. And I don't know about you, but for me, that's not something I wanted to do. So that is what today's episode is going to be about. I'm going to give you three strategies that you'll actually be able to use in order to start saying no to people without coming across as a jerk or without seeming self-centered or offending anybody or any other things that might be going through your head when you think about what's going to happen when I tell this person no. Let's start off by talking about why is it so hard for us to say no. According to the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, evolutionary psychology theory says that we say yes because it is built into us through evolution. Pack animals that cooperate survive better. Now, I don't think you have to be a psychology major to understand this concept, right? There is safety in numbers. If you do things to upset the rest of the tribe and you are on your own, you might be in trouble. Now, of course, today we don't necessarily have that concern, right? A lot of us might consider ourselves introverts and not want to be around people as much. But there was a time where your survival really was dependent upon your tribe, the people around you. And you didn't want to offend them. And I think those things, I don't know if evolution is necessarily the right word, but they are behaviors and attitudes that I definitely believe have been passed down to us through the generations. And so for a lot of us, that is just a built-in thing that we're taught really when we're young. And if we're going to say no, we need to be comfortable knowing that we're not going to leave people with that bad taste in their mouth. Right? But here's the thing. If right now, if you're struggling to say no, it's not just about a fear of upsetting people or getting ostracized from the tribe or any of that stuff. there are real world consequences to this. You're probably putting way too much on your plate. You're not able to prioritize the things that are really important to you because you've got so many other things to do. And a lot of times we will prioritize things that we've promised to other people because our outward perception is more important to us than our inward perception a lot of times. So we will prioritize what we told other people we would do over what we know we need to do, right? So we'll skip workouts. We'll go and eat unhealthy meals. We'll stay up late to fulfill a promise that we made to somebody else, right? We're neglecting our health. We will put in overtime. We'll take work home with us. We'll check emails or listening on calls on our days off instead of being connected and focused on family time. And these are just a few of the examples of things that we routinely do when we get in the habit of always saying yes to everything and not knowing how to say no. And then, as I mentioned in my personal story, the other thing we do is we don't show up, right? And you either end up breaking promises to people, bailing out on people, ghosting them, you ghost yourself, or you do show up and you try to push through, but you don't perform at your peak levels. And I don't think any of us honestly want that, right? I don't think anybody out there is saying, yes, that is exactly what I want to be able to do. So I'm going to give you three simple steps that you can start to do, and I'm going to give you some examples of how to do them. But before I jump into those, one very important thing that I want to cover up front here. It's very important the way we phrase these things. We need to make sure that we are doing these things in a very positive way. A lot of times, and this was my mistake early on when I was learning to say no, you might just bluntly put it out there and it might come across as rude. Now, maybe you're not like me. Maybe you will already try to think of the best way to say it, the most positive way to say it. But I will also tell you, and you're going to learn this in one of the tips, a lot of us actually are making a big mistake. When we're trying to be nice and we're trying to let people down easy, we're trying to be positive, we actually do something backwards. So that's going to actually be included in these tips. So let's jump into it. Here are the three important things that you need to remember, the three steps. Number one, don't just say no. Give them a reason. Number two, show that you understand why it's important to them. And number three, guide them to a different but helpful solution. All right, so we're going to go through these individually. I just wanted to give you the list up front. So number one, don't just say no. Give them a reason, okay? Here's why this is important. Whenever you give someone a very specific reason for doing something, they see your perspective and they know you're not just saying no to say no. They know there's actually a legitimate reason for you to say no. So it makes the rejection feel less personal. And I'm going to give you some specific examples, but I want to just go through and define each of these three first. So number two, show that you understand why it's important to them. All right, so now we've told them, we're giving them a reason why we're saying no, why it's important to us to say no, but we also need to make sure that they understand we see their point of view, right? So anytime we can acknowledge the importance of what somebody else has going on and show empathy towards them is going to make them feel better about the fact that you're saying no. Because again, they don't feel like you're just blowing them off or that you're just making an excuse not to do it. They're like, hey, this person actually does understand what I got going on. Because if someone's asking you for something, it's obviously important to them, right? And then number three, guide them to a different helpful solution. So again, this is all about making it as convenient for them as possible. So who else can they ask? What tools or resources might you actually have available that you can share with them? So these are all things to look at. Now, a couple of things I want to just throw real quick before I give you these examples. So number one is make sure that you're using positive language. I already mentioned that one, which also means avoid negative phrasing, right? So anything that might come across as harsh or rude. Also, think about these things in advance. Start thinking about how you would use these frameworks and practice them and have some standard replies that you can give to things. So that way you're not just trying to come up with stuff off the top of your head, because there's really nothing that sounds more inauthentic than, you know what? Don't do that, right? All right, cool. Now, let's give some specific examples here to make this sound clear. All right, so number one is, let's say that someone comes to you and asks for help with something. And you say, now this is giving them a reason. I really appreciate you thinking of me for this project. Unfortunately, I have a prior commitment that I can't reschedule. Now, I want you to notice something very specific about the wording here. A lot of times, this is what we do, and I told you guys there's something that a lot of us do backwards. We say, oh man, I really can't, but thanks for thinking of me. When we do that, they're getting that negative up front, just automatically. And it sticks with people, right? That instantaneous negative. But also, if you just leave it there, it can still be negative, which we'll touch on here in a little bit, but I just wanted to highlight this. So example two, thanks for inviting me to your party. I have a family obligation that evening, so I won't be able to make it. So again, notice, hey, thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate that. I have a family obligation, reason, I won't be able to make it. Notice I'm being very direct with these. All right, so let's go to number two. And I'm going to show you how to combine all three of these. I'm just right now going through them individually because I want you to get the individual pieces. So number two, show that you understand why it's important to them. So as an example here, hey, I understand how critical it is to have reliable people in your team for this event. It sounds like it's going to be a great opportunity. I'm showing empathy. I'm recognizing, hey, I understand this is going to be really important for you. And it sounds like it's going to be great. Because we're going to tell them no still, but we're just letting them know we understand. Or say you're going to maybe refer someone else. You might say, I see why you need help with this. It's a significant project, and having someone experienced is crucial. And then number three is guide them to a different but helpful solution. So example, I can't assist with this report, but I recommend you ask Jenna. She has a lot of experience with this type of analysis. Or, hey, I'm not available to help you move this weekend, but I know a great moving service I can recommend. They did a fantastic job for me on our last move. So do you see now the three components of what this looks like? So let's combine it. Let's actually see what this would look like if I were to put all three together. So let's say a colleague asks you to help with a project. You might say, thank you for considering me for this project. Again, starting with the positive. Unfortunately, I have a deadline for another major assignment. Reason that I need to focus on. I understand how important it is to have an experienced team member on this project. Empathy, understanding. I recommend reaching out to Alex. They have a strong background in this area and might be able to help. Sending them to a resource. Okay, let's look at another example. Someone asks you to volunteer for a charity event. Hey, I appreciate you thanking me for this charity event. Unfortunately, I have already committed to another volunteer activity on that day. I understand how crucial it is to have dedicated volunteers for such a meaningful cause. If you have any promotional materials, I'll be happy to share them on my social media to help spread the word and get more volunteers. So again, notice what we're doing here. We're starting with the positive. We're acknowledging an appreciation for them asking us. We're giving them our reason why we have to say no. Then we're showing some empathy and compassion. We show that we understand why it is important to them. And then we offer to be helpful. And if you just take those three simple steps and you utilize those, I promise you that not only will people not think that you're a jerk, not only will people not think you're selfish, not only will they not be let down or disappointed in you, they will actually really appreciate you and they will respect your ability to set healthy boundaries. Now, if you found today's episode helpful, there will be a link in the show notes for a free PDF download where you can go and see more examples that you can use when it comes to learning how to say no. And if you're ready to take the next step in building the habits that are going to help you take back control of your time, you can go to unshakablehabits.com and book a free roadmap call with me, and I'll be happy to discuss with you to see exactly how we can help you to do that. Now, just a quick note for you, tomorrow you're going to want to definitely tune in for our next episode, because I'm going to be talking about what fitness really should look like in your life when you're already overwhelmed. With that, I want to remind you, as always, that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.